B-Pod Studios.
It's the 5 o'clock hour. Yes, it has finally arrived. And 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. They're extending their big 40% off sale on windows and doors. GoGuided.com. Just check it out. All right, so tonight, following this show, Duran Jorski Show debuts for another season. Jaws with special guest Freddie Mitchell tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. Valley Brook Country Club. All right, the general knowledge, we're coming down the home stretch here. Your chance to gain entry to the PlaySugarHouse.com's $500,000 Pennsylvania Pick'em Football Challenge with a guaranteed $500,000 prize pool. Also, we're giving away $150.
Who to give away this hour.
So when you hear the sound bite, which is me saying,
"It unleashes this nut."
Right, something stupid. You will get that gift card. There you go. Those damn pods are still coming down, man. I don't know when it ends. What is the season for this pod ending?
For the beechwood tree?
Probably when the fall beechwood comes. Tree.
It falls here.
No.
It's already unleashed the entire month of July and August, the beech nuts. And yeah. I'm looking at the tree, and there's still thousands of them on the tree.
Yeah, we're not fall yet. It's still technically, to the tree, it's summer. To us, it's fall. But the trees don't go by Labor Day. You still got weeks of summer
left.
I'm
thinking that the tree has already produced a zillion of these nuts. They have to run out. Looking at the tree. When?
Another month. Because to them, it's not fall.
I can't take another month. There can't be that many nuts on this tree.
Yes, there are. You know how? Because for that tree to reproduce.
Beechwood pods.
Yeah, for that tree to reproduce, it needs one of those to get buried or get carried somewhere to make more trees. That's what they do those things for.
Why this year? This is an extraordinary year for the beech nut.
Well,
what is it? Beech nut year?
Did it do it last year?
It shed, but not as many. There's like millions of these things that I have to clean up every day.
It might be like a, what are they called? Like annuals, like biannual. It might be like one of those trees.
It does it every year.
Right.
Yes, it sheds these nuts. This year has been an overabundance of nuts.
Must have something to do with the web.
I had it trimmed.
You had it trimmed?
I had the tree trimmed by a tree expert.
Oh, well, that can help boost
it. Didn't you do something to your soil?
Huh?
Didn't you do something to your soil, too? Because the tomatoes last year didn't come out as good.
Oh, I put a little more acid in this.
Well, maybe.
Maybe that's why, too.
No, my garden's raised. It has nothing to do with the tree. It's in another part of the yard.
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's not.
I thought maybe you resoiled your
maybe
yard.
The weather of this summer made it
extra hot.
It's possible that the trimming of the tree spurred new growth for the nuts.
Well, that, yeah.
It's annoying, though. Ron in Allentown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
Hello, Mike.
What's up, Ron?
I want to be calm today. I want to talk about the Eagles. Nobody wants to talk about or they're 9-7 or 14-2. I'm going to trump one over Antonio.
Wait. What? They're what? They're going to be 9-7 or 14-2?
Exactly. This is the breakout person that we need to kick butt. Take names. That is Jake Elliott.
Jake Elliott.
Field goal kicker.
Yeah, I know who he is. What is your point about Jake Elliott?
My point is this. He's going to have to really don't miss any. Because there's going to be games that somebody will fumble, there'll be a turnover or something will happen. And he's going to be the guy.
Yeah, well, if he misses some, he'll be gone. Because you know what happens to kickers. They don't keep a kicker who misses kicks. I don't think the kicker is going to be the key to this offense. I think it's a touchdown.
Well, they help. You know what I mean?
They help, but this is more of a touchdown offense than a let's get in field goal
position. Well, we know that. I said that weeks ago about don't worry about the Eagles. My concern was
so wait a minute. You're saying if the field goal kicker doesn't come through, they're going 9-7.
If you don't get a good one.
And if he does, they're going 14-2? That's exactly. It's a big margin for error there, bro.
I know there is, because these games are close. You've seen all these games last year, or one with a field goal or two.
Okay. What I'm saying is that he's not going to be around long enough to make you 9-7, because if he's missing kicks that make the Eagles lose, he's going to be gone.
Oh, absolutely.
We're not, this is a failure to communicate here, Ron. All right, buddy.
I got a question for Natalie.
What? Why, Ron?
If she wants it.
What is the question, Ron?
It's with the Catholic school. Uh-huh. And at lunchtime, the food was so disgusting. I want to know if she ate the food or if she put it in her pocket.
What? I'm embarrassed.
I went home for lunch.
Well, the food wasn't that bad at Carl Doherty, was it?
Oh, no. Actually, the food at Doherty was great.
Well, that's, yeah,
in grade school, I went home for lunch.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right. Grade school, they had a cafeteria?
Yeah, but if you lived in the neighborhood, you could go home for lunch and come back.
I went to school with this kid who had didn't have enough money to get the full meal. So he got it was hamburger and french fries, and it was all itemized. So he looked in his pocket, and he only had the money enough for the hamburger and the Jell-O. So he got the french fries and put them in his pocket.
You stole them?
Put them in his pocket. They cashed him out. There was no fries, so he saved the money on the fries. But then he pulls them out of his, gets to the table, pulls them out of his pocket with, like, lint on the fries.
Oh, my God.
And he ate them.
No, Doherty had, it wasn't great food. I think it was, it was just cafeteria food. But we had the old ladies who made the cookies in the morning. Phenomenal. And they had the best breakfast sandwiches.
We had this Puerto Rican gang that would steal lunches off of kind of like the meek kids.
Oh, my God. Did they steal all their food?
Yeah. Give it up. Whatever the kid brought for lunch was gone.
Man, that stinks.
You had to be in the in crowd to escape.
Yeah.
The gang. The lunch-stealing gang.
See, you got to...
Steal your lunch, Mike?
They steal my lunch because I was an athlete. They had respect for me.
Okay.
So the problem was that there was one school. So from 7 to 12 grades were mixed in the same cafeteria.
Yeah.
So the older gang dudes would pick on the 8th graders.
Yeah,
but if they knew you were an athlete, they let you alone.
That's good.
Yeah, hard knocks.
I hear you.
Vinny and Maple Shade, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vinny.
Yo, Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, Vinny? How you doing?
Pretty good. Just calling in to talk about Sunday's game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got good news and bad news.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is football's back, brother.
Yes, it is, Vinny. That's right. That's an Anthony Allman if I ever heard one.
We're going to see Miles Sanders, you know what I mean? Punching it in.
Yes, sir. I like it, Vinny.
You know what I mean? I know you're hype about him. He's a Penn State boy.
Yep. Listen, he's going to prove me wrong. I didn't think he was that dazzling in college, so I hope he proves me wrong.
You know what? He was behind Saquon Barkley, though.
Yeah, but he was the higher recruited player. And he lost his job to Saquon. So he didn't play for 3 years. But even in his senior year, he didn't dazzle me that much. But we'll see.
He's going to prove it this year. Because I think if he has a big year, they're going back to the Super Bowl.
All right. I hope you're right. I would like to see a dynamic.
You know what I mean? A good run game.
Yeah. I would like to see a Westbrook type of back bust, touchdowns.
Listen, man. If they get back there, them 2017 feels are just getting back into me. You know what I mean?
I got you, Vinny. You sound like real hype, man.
Such a good time, man. That was such a good time.
All right, brother. Vinny's hype.
Five. I will remind. Pete is 5 o'clock.
Faking it.
5 o'clock.
Fake tears. Get out of here, Vinny.
I don't know. We had two.
Oh my God!
Callers who are under the influence. A guy with the food. Uh-huh. Vinny.
Yeah, well, Ron always has been a little sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
Ron, we've taken calls from Ron before. Ron.
So I was wondering if I like the food.
Let's go to June in Lower Providence. June, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, June.
Hello.
Hello, June.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air, buddy. Go ahead.
All right, Mike. How many wins the Eagles have this year?
12.
So why is the line 9.5 in Vegas?
It's 10.
It is 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Well, yeah, I think they put conservative lines out there for reasons that are unclear to me. But throughout the league, they don't have anybody. What do they have? The Patriots is the high, Tyrone? 11?
And that's the only one.
Yeah, the Patriots is the only one that's at 11.
Okay.
So I it almost tells you to go under because it's. But I can't imagine that it'd be under 10.
Okay. Concern I have is you're talking about the Eagles offensive line. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to hear false start.
Why? They're veteran guys.
Okay. Peters does it twice a game. Is it under and over? Over. Five false starts during the game.
Well, Peters does it because he's trying to gain an edge to compensate for his age.
I understand.
But they're a veteran line. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Okay.
All right. Now, would you like a general knowledge question?
I think you're going to stump me.
It's Beatles lyrics, first names.
No, I'm a music guy. Don't kill me.
Well, okay. Well, then if you're a music guy, you should be able to get this. This question I call Booney Stumper, Tyrone. I know Booney's been 100% on this, but I think it's going to stump him. Now, I'm going to give you the easy one. There's two answers, right? One clue is, has a barrow in the marketplace, and the other clue is a singer in the band. Yeah, there are two names. You can only give me one. Booney, who's our producer at NBC Sports Philly, has to give me two. All right, so blank has a barrow in the marketplace. Blank is a singer in the band. That's the lyric. Two names, two first names. Who are they? Give me one.
Mike.
Are you out? Are you out? You giving up?
Mike.
All right, you're out. All right, so did Booney get it? It's a Booney Stumper.
No,
this is a good one.
You got it?
Yeah.
Desmond has a barrel in the marketplace.
Uh-huh.
Molly is a singer in the band.
Yeah, you
got them both.
You got them both, yeah.
That's a great song.
It is. That's Obladi.
Oblada.
Oblada. They've got on bra, they say in it. Huh. Bra. Let's go. Barbara in Lumberton. Barbara, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara.
Let me tell you, I want to talk two things, Phillies and Eagles.
Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
The first one in the Phillies is I've been a Philly fan since 1938. I'm 86 years old.
Oh, 86. God bless you, Barbara.
And I still love my Phillies, no matter what.
Beautiful.
But they need a new manager.
Uh-huh.
They need a new one.
You're not a Gabe fan?
No, I want Charlie Manuel back there.
You want Charlie next year, huh?
Yep.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so either.
I think you're getting Gabe back for another year, especially because the Phillies are staying close.
Well, they're staying close, but I've been pretty upset with some of them.
What are you upset about Gabe about specifically, Barb?
Mostly, I've noticed that he just stands at that step. Other managers years ago, I used to watch them, and I went to them. I don't know how many Phillies I've met in my life.
Uh-huh.
And they're up and down talking to the players, and I don't know, he just stands in like he don't do nothing.
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of managers that will stand on the step and not...
Well, I know they do. I've seen other ones stand there, but at least
I think that's the least of his problems is standing on the step. But I hear you. That annoys you.
Yeah, that annoys me.
Okay.
I like it when they... You know who was one of my kind of favorite ones?
Who's that, Barbara?
Well, Charlie Manuel is my favorite.
He is your favorite.
Do you know that at 80 years old, I walked the bases?
Did you really?
Yep, I got my certificate to prove it.
God bless you, Barbara. You're a big baseball fan. I like that.
I loved my Phillies all my life.
I can tell it in your voice, Barb.
If I could start naming you all the ones that I've met through the years.
All right, you met. Give me a top five of guys, the Phillies you met.
I met Greg Luzinski.
The Bull, of course. All right.
The Bull.
Uh-huh.
I've met Chris Short.
Chris Short, the old stylish lefty.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I met Larry Bowa. Oh,
of course, Larry Bowa is always available for the peeps.
And I met, what was the other one? Dalton.
You met Dutch?
Yeah.
Oh, was he nice to you, Barbara?
I worked for an automobile agency.
Oh, okay.
My man that owned it had season tickets.
Ah.
And he knew what a Philly fan I was.
I got you. Barbara, you sound wonderful. You stay healthy. You stay active. All right?
And let me tell you one other thing before I hang up.
All right, go ahead.
I think the Eagles made a mistake getting rid of Smallwood.
You do?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think so, but we'll see.
We'll
Barbara,
see.
God bless you, Barbara. How about Barbara? She just melted your heart, Natalie, didn't she?
I'm just cheesing over here. I wanted to peg her. I said no.
Come on, Barbara's a sweet lady. It's probably some favorite grandmother. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Philly fan.
She's a true blue.
She is.
So sweet.
Since the 30s.
1938.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
She's 86?
It really is. Yes. It's good. Curtis and Overbrook. Curtis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. What's going on?
What's up, Curtis?
No. I just want to get right into my Eagles point. I wanted to discuss what I think is going to be the overall trend for the team this year. Like, I don't believe that the offense is going to have a problem. There is one little nitpicky thing, if I could be nitpicky with Carson Wentz, is to, in certain games, take what the defense is giving him. That's the only thing I'll be looking to see.
It's a good point. I mean, it's what has to be done. You got to spread the ball a little bit, and I think the field's going to be so much more open for him this year. I can't see that he doesn't spread the ball.
Yeah, this year he's pretty much going to have the middle of the field is going to be wide open, and I believe his flats are going to be, you know, going to have room for him to leave his back in situations on the offense. So I'm not worried about the offense at all. What I am thinking is going to be a good thing, but if it doesn't happen, it could be a problem, is the push from the defensive line. Like, we need that interior, Buster Cox, Malik Jackson, Tim Jernigan, to get the push on the interior, which will make it easier actually for the defensive ends and our defensive backs.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I'm worried about right now, Mike, is that push. I want to see that push early and often, and this week we should get a good push up the middle.
We should, and here's the thing. We take Fletcher Cox, his performance, for granted. I hope he still has enough left to be Fletcher Cox.
Yeah.
Because he's been nicked up a little bit, and, you know, I need a full-strength Fletcher Cox.
Well, this week I think we won't have to put in a full game either, so we'll be up. The offense is going to take some of the pressure off of our guys early in the season.
All right. Curtis, would you like a general knowledge question? We're in quotes of Jesus.
Yes.
All right, so here we go here. Matthew 12:25. It unleashes this nut. Oh, and guess what? You're playing for the $50 Hooters card. Matthew 12:25. Every house divided against itself shall not blank.
Prosper?
No, unfortunately, that's wrong. It's a house divided against itself, which has been ripped off many times by various people, including George Costanza, shall not stand.
Yeah.
And Abraham Lincoln used that.
He did, but I think he used it in the biblical context as well. Yes. Right. Well, that's where
a George divided against itself cannot stand. Let's go, James in Allentown. James, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. James.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
What's up, James?
Not much. Listen, I agree with the Eagles defense. They have the best coordinator in football. Let's face it, Jim Schwartz.
Oh, I don't know if he's the best coordinator in football. He's a serviceable defensive coordinator who hasn't, like he's competent. I don't know if he's
You're brutal, dude. And I think he's great, but anyway, okay. I agree with the previous caller. The D-line has to win. That's the only way they're going to win this season, if it's the defense. The offense is going to be, it's going to be what it is. The defense has to show when it comes down to Schwartz. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. They lose on Sundays because the defense didn't show. I said, oh, my girlfriend's watching now. I got you a new viewer. Her name's Donna.
Hello, Donna. Thanks for hanging in there and watching the show, sure. Donna.
Can she get a general knowledge?
You want to give her the general knowledge?
Yeah, I'll ask her.
this is cheating.
We'll
give it to you. All right.
There
it is. What barrier was first broken by Chuck Yeager in 1947?
It's had something to do with space. It's Lightspeed.
That's incorrect. Obviously, you made that question too hard. It's the sound barrier.
I hope we won that break. Chuck Yeager broke.
Yeah, and he broke it in the movie The Right Stuff. With Barbara Hershey, it was Sam Elliott.
Never saw that.
And Barbara Hershey, really? It's a good movie.
A girl died breaking the land speed record this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She had already held the record, and it was just one of these empty lakes, and she was going for the next record.
How fast was it?
She was well over 400 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, she had already held a record and something went wrong. And
where was that, on the salt flats? She tried to do that?
It was some empty lake that she was trying it. I don't know exactly where, somewhere.
An empty lake?
On a boat?
No. It's empty lake. So you go to the bottom of it.
I thought you meant there's no one swimming.
No, empty. Meaning no water.
You drain, no water.
Okay.
Empty.
Right. I thought there's nobody else in the lake.
It was almost like a Blonde moment.
I know.
And you're not blonde.
No. Well, kind of.
All right. let's take a break. We'll come back and come down to home stretch on the Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Mussinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
Envy has such Philly's angst. I mean, he's killing him. Anyway, it's time for our final Twitter poll of the day, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you're a landscaper and you're looking to repower some equipment, Moyer has the best deals around for an edge replacement, and they have them in stock. So visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie, final Twitter poll numbers.
Over 1,000 votes today, Mike. How are you feeling heading into the season? 64% are relaxed and 36% are anxious.
All righty. By the way, tomorrow, my little birds are telling me that tomorrow there may be an important announcement pertaining to one Natalie Eganoff.
Oh, you don't say.
It's my little birdies are telling me this. I don't know if I've gotten accurate information or not. We'll just have to wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And tomorrow, by the way, we will be not on TV. How dare the Phillies take our time slot tomorrow? Phillies game on NBC Sports Philadelphia, which leaves us on radio only, which means we're going out of the studio for the first time in a long time. And we'll be at Hooters in King of Prussia, 240 North Gulf Road in King of Prussia, PA, kind of adjacent to the mall there. All right, so check us out tomorrow. We'll have some fun. Let's go to Ron in Lehigh Valley. Ron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
Mikey, hello. Before my Phil's point and general knowledgeability, and I asked for either Jesus or the Beatles, but I want to commend Tyrone. He's so immensely more handsome without those choppers. It never meant his goatee.
That was on purpose, Ron, or they wouldn't be chops.
Well, and if I could ask you, Tyrone, was that your idea or your wife's?
It was for my grandfather who passed away. Thanks, Ron.
Well, what a beautiful memorial.
No, we're done here, Ron.
Memorial. It's beautiful memorial.
No, we're done, Ron.
All right.
Much more handsome.
You get to your point, Ron. Go ahead.
All right, so there we go. Anyway, my Phil's point, I love you, Tyrone, especially when you fill in. My Phil's
point. No one cares.
What do you mean? You care.
Ron, go ahead with your point, please. Come on.
All right, well, whatever. He's keeping it on. I wanted to say, remember that Zach Eflin, we acquired him in a trade for J-Roe when J-Roe was out of gas.
Yes.
All right. So, surely some team needs a second baseman like Cesar Hernandez that we can trade for somebody so that Kingery can finally end up a second.
You're talking about in the offseason, I believe they will explore that. But then that only leaves them with they have to acquire a center fielder. I'm in agreement with you. That's the move I would make. I'm not a Cesar Hernandez fan at all.
We need Kingery at second. That's his position.
I agree with you, Ron. I agree.
He's our new Chase Utley. But see, also, if we're looking to put Bane at third base, we have to remember that Schmitty, in his first year, batted like 198.
Yeah, I think Bohm will get the shot. Now, here's your general knowledge question, and it's not either of the categories you like. It is movies by spoiler. All right, here's the spoiler for the movie.
Go ahead.
The kid's therapist is a ghost, is the spoiler of the movie. What is the movie?
The kid's
therapist is a ghost, and it's a movie indigenous to Philadelphia.
Not the Ghostbusters. The one with Whoopi Goldberg?
No, you're out.
You lose! Good day, sir!
It's the Sixth Sense. We battled with Ron for, man. What's up? Ron's kind of he's like a flying anointment.
Actually, I didn't play that. It wasn't really my idea.
It was my idea.
It was the idea to play it. I just enjoyed the idea. It wasn't my idea.
Well, Ron started with him. He started it.
He did, but he doesn't know he starts it.
I know.
Like, he's a fly swimming anointment and doesn't know it. So
poor Ron.
There's that. Ed Wilmington. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Mike, how are you?
What's up, Ed?
Ron is a total fly in the ointment.
He is.
But listen, I don't know if you were out or not. Natalie, Anthony Gargano wants to challenge you to a marinara sauce.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Anthony Gargano wants to challenge you to a marinara sauce. I think you guys should do that.
Yeah, Mike, when you and Ty were out and I was on with Anthony,
yeah,
we were talking about how you guys should have like a sauce off.
Yeah, okay.
Competition.
I mean, yeah, it's fine. I gave Anthony my San Marzano tomatoes for him to make his last marinara.
Huh.
So they came from my tomatoes.
I think he uses crab meat in his, and I think it would really be good.
Yeah, I do crab meat. Come on. I mean, marinara sauce? That's not a marinara sauce. Crab meat?
Doesn't sound bad.
Ick.
All right, but anyway. Mike,
that's a crab sauce. That's not a marinara sauce.
I think you could meet him and, maybe beat him.
Yeah, all right. We'll see if we can hook that up.
All right. But, Mike.
Yes.
This Eagles thing, this is like dragging an anchor through rocks. We got to get it started. I can't stand any more of this. Calling in the 5 o'clock hour is enough, but I can't stand. I am ready to start the season. We're going to roll the Redskins. I think we're going to roll through the front part of the season. And I've never felt this excited about the Eagles in a long, long time.
Me and you both, Ed. And that's why I have no worries about going into this year. I have no angst. I don't worry about the little nitpicky things that people were talking about. I think their solid squad's going to score 30 or more points a game, and their defense
is not bad
enough to relinquish that.
That's right. And I think the defense is going to be really good, too.
All right. I don't think it's going to be really good, but we'll see.
It unleashes this nut.
All right. So this is the last general knowledge question. There'll be one more? Okay. So this is gets you a $50 gift card to the Hooters if you get it right. And it's Beatles lyrics. First names. You have to give me a first name if I give you the lyric. The sun is up. The sky is blue. It's beautiful. And so is she.
Dear Prudence.
Yes! Dear Prudence is correct. All right, we got one more? Jerome in Sicklerville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Jerome?
Oh, I was calling to talk about my concerns with Kelce. I like him. He's good. He moves around well, but I've seen defensive guys manhandle a little bit, but you seem to have no worries.
No, I don't have any worries. Kelce had a good year last year. I mean, that lack of weight thing was like went away last year.
Okay, because the first half of the season, I don't think the offensive line played good at all, but, you know.
Their offensive line is one of their strengths.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, he was an all pro Kelsey last year. So he had a great year. Peters is healthy again. Brandon Brooks and the Achilles is a little bit of a worry for me, but I think their offensive line is solid.
Okay, I'm hoping so, because I'm looking to see him in the Super Bowl as well.
All right, buddy. Now, this is the last chance for you to get General Al's question.
And I'll give it a shot. It's
quotes. It unleashes this nut.
There you go. So you also get a $50 gift card if you get it right. It's the quotes of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
All right, so this is, I'm going to give you a layup. Matthew 19:6. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put what?
Can you say it again?
What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put blank.
Put apart?
Oh. No. Final question goes awry. Let not man put asunder. Sound off is coming your way in 5 right here. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sportsville.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Flavor Flav, and you're listening to the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, the best show in town, boy.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
I haven't heard from Flav in a while. Good to hear from Flav. What's up, Flav? It's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is the number. If you got something to say, hit us up. Leave a message, and you may make the big show.
Philly started the season with a pitching staff that has collectively gotten worse. An offense that has not even lived up to its expectations. A manager who, every time he pushes a button, it is the wrong decision. Yet how is this team 28 calendar days away from entering the National League playoffs?
I am not sure what you're saying there. First of all, the timing for your call to criticize all these elements is bad. You know, they're winning a few games in a row. They're starting to all hit together. The pitching staff has been glued together somehow. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 days, next 2 games. We'll see. They may very well lose the next 2 games, and we're not having the optimism. We'll see what happens. Dave.
I heard, Quentek, you love Gabe Kapler. He's the best thing in the world. You love him so much. He's so great at everything. Why don't the two of you run off and get married and leave the city of Philadelphia? Go right off into the sunset and do all of us a favor.
There it is. The upstate Gabe hater, Quentek hater. There
Shenandoah.
He is.
Shenandoah.
The upstate dude sounding off.
Couple things. Number one, I've never liked Freddie Mitchell more for dissing at stupid number 5. Number two, you're out of line with the Screw Buddy Ryan line.
Oh, come on with this Buddy Ryan. How long are we going to carry on with the Buddy Ryan thing? Seriously, it's like the Flyers going back in the old day. Buddy's in the old day now. Let's move on.
How many playoff games did he win?
He won eight playoff games. I understand why he was popular, but he didn't win. So let's move on from Buddy.
Didn't Kotite win a playoff game?
I don't know. Did he?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did win a playoff
game? Yes. Kotite won a playoff game.
Kotite was a better coach than Chip Kelly and Buddy Ryan.
Why are you going to hold on to the pass of this Buddy Ryan thing? Come on, man. Let's get some progress going.
Eagles fans, if Carson Wentz is healthy, he's going to win the Super Bowl.
September 4th, 8:43 a.m. Elliott and Cowboys have 6-year extension, $90 million. Eagle fans, crap.
Really, we expected him to come back. He wasn't going to sit out the whole season. Are Dallas Cowboys better than the Eagles with Zeke Elliott? No, they're not anyways. What do you care?
Mike, can we do something about these people who just blatantly throw, like, cups of soda outside of their cars? They just throw cups of soda outside the freaking window, Mike. I swear, like, I don't know, belligerent litterers, I want to call them.
Let me tell you something. I have to check myself because I went after a dude who wants to throw a cigarette pack out. I was in the car. I hate that.
What happened?
I will run somebody down.
What'd they do?
Threw a cigarette pack at the window.
Right.
So I ran him down.
And then what did he say?
Was there a confrontation? I was all over him.
Oh.
I go, yeah, what do you think you're doing? Who's going to pick that up? What do you think? Like, there's a magic spell that makes that disappear?
Mm-hmm.
Learn a lesson. No littering. Don't be a pig.
That'll teach him.
Yeah, you got to be careful, though.
I know, but still, it bugs me. I can't, like, the guys right in front of me thought nothing of throwing a damn cigarette pack out the window.
Only, so rude.
The only thing you're allowed to throw out is food that biodegrades. Everything else, you must keep in the car.
I found a McDonald's bag in front of my house the other day when I came home from work.
Now, see, that's no good.
People used to do that all the time, just throw crap out their window.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
back
why
back in the day, littering was a terrible epidemic.
Planet is the way that it is.
Yep.
We need an upgrade at second base. I know Philly fans are used to Chase Utley as our standard. But honest to goodness, this is a guy who gets most of his hits when it doesn't matter. It's frustrating to see people, you know, applaud his numbers. Look, Kingsley, get him in at second base. Give the kid a chance. See what he can do.
You know, I had this argument that with a guy about Cesar Hernandez. He goes, I pay attention to the numbers. Look at his batting average. Look at his hitting total. Yeah, I get it. And he's not a bad player, but he doesn't make you win. There's something missing with Cesar. Cesar. I don't like him.
Okay, Mikey, Bible boy. What is the only dog named in the Bible? I'll call you back tomorrow if you don't get it. Thanks.
What is the only dog named in the Bible? There's a name of a dog in the Bible?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Natalie, I come to you.
I know. You think I would know this? That this is a... I can't remember.
Oh,
let me see if I could Google it real quick.
I don't know, but close it down, Tyrone.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like
water.
Because I don't like
leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
He was looking for the breed. It's the greyhound. I thought it was a name of a dog. It's a greyhound is mentioned in the Bible. All right.
Dogs are mentioned a lot.
Stay tuned. Roger Worski show debut from Valley Brook Country Club. Freddie Mitchell and on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned. Philly's pregame show. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.